Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, hello my dear fellow foreign English speakers, and welcome back to Robbie's English Harmony video blog. Today, as I was driving home from the college where I'm currently taking a course, I was listening to the radio, as you normally do when you're driving in a car, and I was listening to a news broadcast, and this news reporter was reporting a crime, and she used the following English grammar construct. I totally forgot what that particular crime was about. I just remembered this grammar construct because it kind of ties in with the article I published today. And she said, I believe it was about the criminals escaping in a particular car. And then she said, they escaped in what's believed to have been a red Toyota Corolla, for example, right? And this particular grammar construct might confuse some foreign English speakers. Actually, it might confuse most of us, because you start wondering, why would they say in what's believed to have been? Why don't they just say they escaped in what was reported to be a red Toyota Corolla car, or it's believed that they used a red Toyota Corolla car to escape the crime scene, or something like that, right? So you may start wondering why this particular grammar construct in what's believed to have been, and then you may start wondering, is that a conditional sentence, or what kind of English grammar tense is it? And then you're trying to make sense of the whole thing, and then you may go online, start googling it up, and start posting in forums, in English language related forums, asking people questions. Why do native English speakers say things like that? Why is it worded in exactly this, in this exact same way, in what's believed to have been? Why? My dear friends, there's no practical purpose of analyzing the English language this way and trying to make sense of everything. You don't have to try and put everything in grammar terms. You don't have to figure it out whether it's a conditional sentence or what kind of a tense it is. All you've got to do is accept that that's the way native English speakers speak, and you don't necessarily have to follow the same pattern as you're speaking. If it's a little bit too complicated for you, right? If you find it difficult to wrap your head around it, just forget about it. For as long as you understand what that person, or in this case it was a news reporter, what she said, it's fine. When you're retelling that particular story, if you find it interesting, and then you're retelling it to someone else, you can just say, it's believed that the criminals escaped in a red Toyota Corolla car, or people think that they used this car to escape the crime scene, or something like that. You can simplify your speech, but obviously it wouldn't hurt if you took notice of this particular way of saying this thing, repeated it, memorized it, and then you can actually use it. On a side note, I have to point out that this is slightly formal. I actually haven't heard anyone using this particular grammar construct in what's believed to have been blah blah blah. They normally use it in news broadcasts, on TV, on radio, and things like that, okay? But the point is, whenever you come across such complicated, because in reality, there's nothing complicated about that, right? Here you may read this article where I'm talking about the fact that no English grammar construct is complicated, actually. There's no such thing as difficult English grammar. It's all down to the familiarity with it. If you understand, if you repeat, if you memorize that particular grammar construct, it becomes your second nature, and it's not difficult anymore. Difficult, by definition, is something that you find difficult to do at this particular moment in time. But once it becomes your second nature, it's easy, right? So anything is easy, for as long as you know, for as long as you have made it your second nature, right? So basically, the point is, stop analyzing. Stop trying to put everything in grammar terms. There's no point in doing that, right? There's absolutely no point. It serves no practical purpose. You just perceive the English language for what it is. It's a means of expressing yourself in that language, and you don't have to try and wrap it all up in grammar terms. You don't have to have a clear picture of what this word represents in the sentence, whether it's a subject or a predicate, or it's a noun, adverb, adjective, it's a conditional sentence, it's a predicate clause, whatever. You just forget about those terms. All you've got to do is practice your English so that you can speak fluently. That's the bottom line. So thanks for watching this video, and I hope you'll find this article interesting to read. All right, chat to you soon. Bye bye.